It started with a simple experiment. Take some graphite, the black stuff, in the middle of a pencil, and put a piece of tape over it. When the scientists at the University of Manchester did that, they found that they could develop a material that conducts electricity well, is extremely strong, and is thin enough to see through. Andre Geim and Konstantin Novoselov's work focused on the properties of graphene, and that led to Tuesday's announcement by Staffan Normark in Stockholm.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2010 Nobel Prize in Physics jointly to Professor Andre Geim and Professor Konstantin Novoselov, both at the University of Manchester, United Kingdom. And the Academy citation runs for groundbreaking experiments regarding the two-dimensional material graphene.
Thinness is one of graphene's properties that makes it so useful. The material is only one atom thick, but is extremely strong for its size. It also conducts electricity quickly at room temperature. Philip Shuey is with the American Institute of Physics in College Park, Maryland. He told VOA that graphene's conductivity has implications for electronics and computers.
Electrons, electricity, move through graphene very quickly without losing much energy, and that's always a good thing for an electronic product. You want electrons to move very quickly because all of our computers and other electronic equipment like iPhones depend on electronic gizmos that work very quickly, are very compact and cheap. And graphene looks as if it's going to fulfill all of those criteria.
Shuey says that graphene could also be used to make transistors and integrated circuits that could make computers cheaper and faster as well. Graphene, a honeycomb-shaped molecule of carbon atoms, also is extremely strong for its size. Philip Shuey says its mechanical strength and light weight make the material useful to reinforce fabrics and building materials.
It's transparent, so if you saw a little chip of it, it would look like saran wrap, only much smaller and thinner. But it's even a single sheet of it is very strong, and if you contrive tests to compare it to other strong materials, it turns out to be about 100 times stronger than steel.
Fedon Avoris is an IBM fellow and monitor of nanotechnology at IBM. He told VOA that graphene has implications for security and medical technology as well.
We want to use graphene for high-frequency transistors, and these transistors can have applications in all kinds of communications, wireless communications from cell phones to Wi-Fi stations to radar and also to medical and security imaging, a variety of applications that we don't even know yet because we cannot generate the kinds of frequencies that graphene can generate.
For their work, Geim and Novoselov earned $1.5 million and a gold medal. Geim said Tuesday that he was shocked and surprised by the announcement, but planned to go to work as usual. The Nobel Committee will also hand out awards for chemistry, literature, the Peace Prize, and economics. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.